Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four.
All right,
hip.
There, soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Wake Up Call, and this Wake Up Call is for the 20th of July, 2017. And the title of today's show is Elect or Chosen. So we're going to do a little word study and a little preaching here. First thing we need to do, you hear the word elect. It is not elect. That is a mistranslation. And in the Hebrew, it is number 972. And in the Greek, there are two words used for this. Number 1588, eklektos, and 1589, eklogē. Let me read you the definition for the Hebrew, bakhir. Okay. It is an adjective. That's number 972, an adjective meaning chosen. It depicts a person chosen by God. Okay? It does not mean elect. They have put that word in there because of the Greek eklektos. Now let's go to the Greek and see if we have anything any different here. We have number 1588, which I told you. That is eklektos. It's from 15. It's an adjective from 1586. To choose. Pardon me, I have to cough here. My lungs are getting to me again. Okay, it means to choose or select. Chosen or select. It means the same thing as it does in the Hebrew, because they had to pick a word that meant chosen. Because of Bakhir. Because the New Testament was written first in Hebrew, and it was being recounted to Hebrew-speaking people. The second word is 1589, and it is from 1586, and I got to clear my lungs again. No sooner do I start talking than I start coughing. That's the way it is. It's tough. I have to live with it. 1589, eklogē, from 1586. It means to choose or select. And the elect, as they put it in the Greek version of the English, the English version of the Greek, pardon me. It means the benevolent purpose of God by which any are chosen unto salvation. Well, redemption, okay? They have salvation in this dictionary. This is one of the best, quite honestly. It's a complete word study dictionary for the New Testament. But these words are throughout Scripture. And I'm going to read you a whole bunch of Scripture and expound on it. Let me get a little drink of water here. Let's start out and establish the basis for the use of these words. Now, we're going to be going to Deuteronomy. This starts this whole thing out. Chapter 7, verse 6. This is who he's speaking of throughout Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament. He is giving this to the children of Israel as they're about to, right before they enter the Promised Land. Okay, this is given through Moses. Chapter 7, verse 6. And I am reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research, because they don't have elect in here. They have translated it properly. For you are a set apart people to Yahweh, your Elohim. Yahweh, your Elohim, has chosen you. And that is number 972, Bachir. Has chosen you to be a people for himself. A treasured possession above. All right, you hear that word? Above all the peoples on the face of the earth. All right, the land. They still have it earth in here. They haven't changed it to Eretz, the land. So that's Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Let's see what they use for above here. 5, 6, 7, 6. Above. And it isn't the actual word above. It means from all. Okay, it's number 4480 and 3605. Me, Kol, K-O-L, all, inclusive, from all people. He has separated them out, which is backed up by number 6918, where it says holy people. In the King James Version, it means set apart unto Yahweh. All right? The Israelites were a treasured people to Yahweh from all people that are upon the face of the land. Number 127, Adama. So they have played fast and loose and inserted new words. They should have translated that from all, not above, from all people. All right? So Israelite is, or the Israelites, pardon me, plural, are special. They are set apart, dedicated, holy, okay, unto Yahweh above all or from all. Any way you want to take it, it from all is more proper. Let's just put it that way. From all is correct. Above all is usable, but from would be... matter of fact, I'm noting that in here. I'm going to write him a letter. So that establishes who is chosen, okay? He has chosen you to be a people for himself. That sets the premise for all the rest of these scriptures. Every bit of it. He is talking about Israel. He is not talking about anybody else. He has distinguished Israel as a special, set apart people. So we've got that out of the way. Now let's go to the book of Isaiah. Chapter 42. Chapter 42, verse 1. Yahweh is speaking. Here the word chosen is used again. You can reference Matthew 12, verses 18 through 21. Matthew 3, 17. Matthew 17, 5, Mark 1, 11, Luke 3, 22, and 9, 35. This is future prophecy. See, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one, with capital C and capital O, talking of the Messiah, my being has delighted in. I have put my spirit upon him. He brings forth right ruling to the nations. That's the Israel nations. All right, that's future prophecy about the Messiah. Chosen, all right? Same vein of thought. To be chosen. Okay, now let's go to Isaiah 45. This makes this clear. Isaiah 45, verse 4. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, that is Jacob, and of Israel, my chosen. Is there any doubt that that's plain? All right. Let's go to Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65, verse 9. And I shall bring forth a seed from Jacob and from Yehuda, an heir of my mountains, and my chosen ones shall inherit it, and my servants dwell there. Jacob, Israel, and Yehuda. Okay? verse 22. Same chapter. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For the days of my people, are going to be as the days of a tree. And my chosen ones outlive the work of their hands. Okay? Now let's go into the New Testament. Well, actually, no, let's go to 1 Chronicles. Chapter 16. These are the words of the days. Dibre Hayamim. They call it Chronicles. This is very plain. Verse 13. O seed of Israel, his servant. O children of Yaakov. That's Jacob Israel. His chosen ones. Bada bing, bada boom. Who's he talking about? What is this verse about? It is about Israel. Israel are the chosen people. Okay? And I dropped my little marker. Got the clumsies here today. Oh, it's hard to bend over out of this chair. All right, let's go into the book of Matthew. Chapter 20, verse 16. Okay. They are using the word chosen here. Thus the last shall be first and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen. Okay, chosen. Who's chosen but Israel? Okay. Let's go to 22:14. For many are called, but few are chosen. All right. And that references the book of Romans. We'll get to that. Let's go to Matthew 24. Verse 22. All right. And if those days were not shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the sake of the chosen ones. See, they don't have elect here. It's chosen ones. Those days shall be shortened. Who's he talking about? Who's chosen? Israel's chosen. Verse 24. For false messiahs and false prophets shall arise, and they shall show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen ones. Verse 31, same chapter. And he shall send his messengers, those are avenging angels, with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his chosen ones from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Who's going to be gathered? The remnant? Who's the remnant? His chosen ones. Who are his chosen ones? The Israelites. All right, let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 13, verses 22 and 27. Or pardon me, 20, 22, and 27. And if the master had not shortened those days, no flesh would have been saved, but because of the chosen ones whom he, speaking of Yahweh, chose, he shortened the days. All right, verse 22. For false messiahs and false prophets shall rise and show signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen ones of Israel. And 27. And then he shall send his messengers, as I said before, the avenging angels, and assemble his chosen ones from the four winds, from the farthest part of earth to the farthest part of heaven. He's doing that now. He is assembling his remnant. The remnant is gathering, brothers and sisters. Yahweh is making it come to pass. Book of Mark is done. Let's go to Luke 18, chapter 18, verse 7. And shall Elohim not do right by all means to his own chosen ones, who are crying out day and night to him and being patient over them? We are crying out to Yahweh day and night, are we not? We are his chosen ones. Luke chapter 23. Okay, chapter 23. Verse 35. And the people were standing, looking on, and the rulers also were sneering with them, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah, the chosen of Elohim. He is the Messiah, and they can sneer all they want. I ran into a libtard today, and I blew him out of the water. And he ran off because he can't take the scriptures. Believe in gay rights and all of that stuff. And I quoted him chapter and verse. And he said to me, don't they say that it's better to spill your seed in the belly of a whore than on the ground? I said, that's nowhere in scripture. You can't find it. In scripture, it's not in there. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I said, chapter and verse, please. I don't know. I said, yeah, I know you don't know. Because you've never read the scripture. You don't know. This ought to nail it down. This was suggested to me by Eli last night. And I thank him for that, but it came through the Holy Spirit because he works with the Holy Spirit too. This is the book of John. Book of John, chapter 15, verse 16. He's speaking to all his friends and companions. Verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. In other words, witness to others, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he might give you. Bear fruit, witness to others. Knock some of them off the fence with the word, brothers and sisters. Time's getting short. We need to care for our brothers and sisters, even if they are hard-headed. Let's go to the book of Romans. Chapter 8. Verses 28 through 33. And we know that all matters work together for good to those who love Elohim, and to those who are called according to his purpose. Verse 29, because those whom he knew beforehand, he also ordained beforehand to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, for him to be the firstborn among many brothers. Verse 30, and whom he ordained beforehand, these he also called, and whom he called, these he also declared right, and whom he declared right, these he also esteemed. In other words, he cared for us. Verse 31, what then shall we say to this? If Elohim is for us, who is against us? Verse 32, truly he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up on behalf of us all being Israel, how shall he not along with him freely give us all else? Who shall bring any charge against Elohim's chosen ones? It is Elohim who is declaring right. All right. Chosen people of Israel. He is not talking about anyone else. Chapter 9 of Romans, verse 11. All right, listen to this. Yes, before they were born or had done any good or evil, in order that the purpose of Elohim, according to choice, might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. Who does he call? Calls us. His chosen ones. He's not calling anybody else. Chapter 11 of Romans. Verse 5. So therefore also at this present time a remnant. Hello? A remnant according to the choice of favor has come to be. The remnant. Verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the chosen did obtain it, and the rest were hardened. How many Israelite brothers and sisters do you have out there that have hardened their hearts and do not choose Yahweh? And even those of Israel will be numbered among the goats if they do not choose. Verse 28, same chapter. Truly, as regards the good news, they are enemies, but for your sake. But concerning the choice, they are beloved for the sake of their fathers, their forefathers, the Abrahamic covenant. The people of Jacob, Israel, whom he has chosen above all or from all the peoples on the face of the land. I mean, it sticks out like a sore thumb. Let's go to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as chosen ones of Elohim, set apart, they translate that holy, but it means set apart. Set apart to Yahweh as his people, and beloved, put on compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and patience. All attributes of Yeshua Messiah. Let us be like him. Okay? Let's go to the book of 1 Thessalonians. Okay? 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verse 4. Knowing, brothers, beloved by Elohim, that you were chosen. Who's chosen? Israel is chosen, and none other. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Chapter 5, verse 21. I earnestly witness before Elohim and the Master Yeshua Messiah and the chosen messengers that you watch over these matters without prejudice, doing none at all with partiality. Chosen messengers. Now this could be angels or men. Moses was a messenger. All the prophets were messengers. But it can also mean divine messengers. Let's go to 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 10. So I endure through it all for the sake of the chosen, so that they too obtain deliverance which is in Messiah, Yeshua, with everlasting esteem. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Israel. Messiah came not but for the lost sheep of Israel. Let's go to Titus. Book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 1. Shaul, a servant of Elohim and an emissary of Yeshua Messiah, according to the belief of Elohim's chosen ones and knowledge of the truth according to reverence. Emissary of Yeshua Messiah to the chosen ones, not the Gentiles, the Israelites in dispersion. The chosen people. Let's go to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter, Okay, I have to go a little slow so y'all can follow along and go to the scriptures. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2 or chapter 1 verse 1, I'm sorry. Verse 1, chapter 1, 1. Okay. Kepha, that's Peter, that means the rock, an emissary of Yahshua Messiah, there he's an emissary again, that's Peter, to the chosen, what's this? Strangers of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Strangers of the dispersion. And who are we? We are strangers of the dispersion, not aliens of foreign nations, because we're all dispersed. In America, South Africa, Great Britain, France, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland, Poland. Wherever you find Israelite people of pure bloodline. I'm talking about us, brothers and sisters. This is who we are. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 6, because it is contained in the scripture, see, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, chosen, precious, and he who believes on him shall by no means be put to shame. That cornerstone is Yahshua Messiah, the chosen of Yahweh, to redeem his chosen people, the chosen for the chosen. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 5. Now he's speaking of someone that's still over in Babylon. She who is in Babel, chosen together with you, see, we're all over the place, greets you also my son Mark. This woman is chosen, and she's in Babylon. The same way we're chosen, we're here in the United States of America and Great Britain, etc., etc., etc. All over. We are in dispersion, but we are the chosen. Okay? We're the chosen ones, the very elect. No, the very chosen. That word elect has confused people. Doesn't mean elect, it means chosen. Choose the proper word for translation, as they have in the scripture text. And all that I do, I use the words properly. Go to 2 John. 2 John, verses 1 and 13. The elder to a chosen Curia, that's a woman's name, and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth. Those among the chosen people, okay? In verse 13, The children of your chosen sister greet you. Amen. That's what it says. Chosen, 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 chosen. All the way through. Now, does it say anywhere in these scriptures that the Jews are chosen? Now, this is all New Testament and the Old Testament. Who was chosen in the Old Testament? Israel. Does it say the Jews were chosen? No. Are the Jews chosen of Yeshua, Messiah? Do they accept him? Do they extol him? Do they praise his name? No. So how could they be chosen? They have a destiny to be fulfilled. They are destined to be burned because they are the tares among the wheat. The wheat are the chosen. And they have followed the tenets of their father, the devil, as Yeshua Messiah said, because they lie, and he is the father of lies, and they are the children of their father, and their father's works they seek to do. Oh, what are their works that they seek to do? The destruction of the chosen. With whom their father, the devil, has always had enmity. There will be enmity between your seed line and the seed line of the woman, meaning Israel, eventually. The seed of Adam versus the seed of the Nakash. The enchanter that seduced Eve, her name was actually Chawa, which means the living. In the Garden of Eden. It's going on today. That enmity persists until the end. And what about the end? What are we as the chosen commanded to do? What are we commanded to do? We have rejected a lot of the other commands. We're rejecting them today. Many of our brothers and sisters in Israel reject the rule of Yeshua Messiah. They want the Jewish Jesus and all their liberal little philosophy and all the nonsense that they purvey and promote in their Judeo-Christian churches. And when the true seed of Israel raises its head and speaks the word, they reject the word of the chosen. Many of our people are in the camp of the enemy. Scripture says, a man's enemy shall be in his own household. Well, part of the house of Israel is the enemy of the true Bible-believing, commandment-obeying section of Israel known as the remnant. As it said in Scripture, many will be called, few will be chosen. Who does Yahweh choose? In these last days, he chooses those that seek to obey him, that will follow the commandments of Scripture and come out from Mystery Babylon, which we are sort of stuck with until the return of Yeshua Messiah. Then it's all going to come to a screeching, flaming halt. And it's getting closer and closer and closer. Every day we see the increasing violence and hatred. And like that poor fool this morning that I had the confrontation with and I absolutely shut him down with scripture. So he had to flee. He fled before the word. He didn't flee from before me. I'm nobody, but the word is everything. I don't have any power, but the word has power. When you quote the word, the devil and his minions cannot stand before it. They cannot. The devil and his minions cannot counter the word. It's just plain and simple. They can't. They can't stand it. They can't stand it. And he said, "Oh, Jesus Christ, you're an idiot." And I said, "No, I'm an educated man." "Well, I'm happy for you." He's queer, okay? I said, "I bet you believe in gay rights." "I certainly do." And I said, "Yeah, I thought so." "Well, you're bigoted." And I said, "Yes, I am. I absolutely am bigoted. I am a racist. I love my own race," and that's what the word means. "I don't want to hear that." I said, "I don't care whether you want to hear it or not. You sat down next to me. Now, take what you get." And he would just sputter. He couldn't respond because he's of the devil. And he does not know the word, and he doesn't want to hear the word. So he is a goat, a tear. He will be burned along with the Edomites because he is an abomination before Yahweh, being a homosexual in the first place. And I quoted him that, and he just almost ran screaming. I told him, "A man that lays with a man is with a woman. Both of them have committed abomination. They shall surely be put to death, and their blood guilt shall be upon them." Oh, it was comical. I wish I had a video of it. The Christian Identity people would love it. They'd love to see it. Pastor Steve puts faggot liberal to flight with the word, the sword of the Lord. Oh, it's coming. And that's why they hate Eurofolk Radio and all the pastors and teachings on it, and all the other CI pastors that are on their not everybody is on EFR, folks. We're lucky to have the ones that we have with the high quality that we get. Some of the fiery sermons that go out there. Pastor Dan and David James and Pastor Visser, Pastor Mullet, Eli, myself. that doesn't make me real popular with the ones that don't want to hear the word. But a lot of them out there listen to the shows and can't get enough of it because they love the word. Now, what is that a characteristic of? Loving the word. Can't get enough of it. Just can't wait to hear more of it. That is a show of being chosen. That's a show of being a member of the remnant. Because they love his word. And I get the emails and comments in the chat, and it just makes me feel so happy that people are enjoying this as much as I enjoy doing it. I love to fellowship with them when they come to the feasts. Oh, what a joyous time. We just rejoice in Yahshua Messiah and praise Yahweh and eat the feast in his honor to him. And that's what it's supposed to be. Being Yahweh's chosen is not a dismal, dark thing. It's a joyous thing, a thing of joy in the Father. And he uplifts our heart and just, it's thrilling. I just can't get enough of it. And I am so lucky to be affiliated and associate with these fine Christian people because they want true Christianity, not this psychobabble, malarkey, Judeo-Christian claptrap. They don't want to hear that nonsense. They have been called out, set apart people. But I just read you, the holy people, it doesn't mean holy, it means set apart. Dedicated, set apart, remnant to Yahweh. His treasured people from all upon the face of the land. And you can see it in it. You can see it in their lives. The way their lives have changed as mine has changed. Because I had to get rid of all that baggage that I carried with me from the world. I pitched it out. I have no interest in it. If I had the money to buy a Cadillac, I wouldn't buy one. I'd buy a nice, great, big window van with lots of seats in it. And I'd go around and pick up people that can't afford to drive to the feasts, and I'd put all their plunder in the back, and I'd pick a whole bunch of them up and take them to the feasts. If I had that kind of money, I don't, but if I did, if I won the lottery, I have to buy a ticket first, which I don't. But if I would win the lottery, I'd put it all into EFR. I'd build a great big meeting center here in Kentucky. And nobody would have to pay to camp. I'd have RV spots and tent camping on nice clean sand. And have a big meeting hall and a dining hall and bathrooms. Plenty of bathrooms. Plenty of showers. Nice. It wouldn't be open to the public, just the Israelites. And we'd have feasts here. It wouldn't cost anybody anything except gas to drive down here. And I'd build an EFR broadcast center. We have our own server and all that stuff. But that's wishful thinking, okay? I don't take part in the gambling, so I don't buy lottery tickets. You know, it's a thought, okay? It's not an evil thought. It's just a what if? But I don't dwell on it. I don't fantasize about it. I don't go around and waste my money. I put everything I've got right into what I'm doing right here. And doing work for EFR that you don't see. You see the results of it. But we have a few people that are so truly dedicated to EFR that it takes up a lot of our time. And it's an act of love. It's not labor. It's a joy. All about. And I have to keep wiggling my mouse to keep activity on the screen. My big screen here has a timer. If you don't have activity, even though you're using something, it goes black. I have to wiggle the mouse to get it to come back up. Oh my, it is blazing hot outside here in July in central Kentucky, and just a gorgeous, gorgeous day. And my mind has been on the Feast of Tabernacles upcoming in October. And I've got everything prepared. And I'm thinking. And we're going to have a huge feast this year, I think. We're going to have a lot of people. And got brothers and sisters coming from all over. And boy, do I ever enjoy that. Eli's going to be there. Paul Mullet will be there. And Brother Abair. And just a herd of people. It's going to be wonderful. Bringing families. Lots of families. My brother Leroy and Marilyn. And all my brothers and sisters in Yeshua. As many as we can get. We're inviting a bunch of other people and other pastors. Boy, the time's getting short, because the time of tabernacles is when Yeshua is prophesied to return. And we never know. We never know if it's going to be this year or it's going to be in 2018. But we keep the feast and we honor the commands of Yahweh. And we do it in remembrance to Him and to His glory. And the feast is a time of joy for all. We do Passover in the spring and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And we tough it out, and some of us stay the whole time. Rain, hail, it doesn't matter. Or beautiful sunshine and fabulous weather. You never know what you're going to get. Each day is unto itself. But it's the camaraderie and the fellowship in the name of Yeshua, in obedience to the command of Yahweh, our Father in heaven. That's what makes it special. It just doesn't get any better than that. And I am looking forward to it. I have to do one more recording today, because I have to do the recording for Friday, Proverbs 29 through 31. That will finish Proverbs. And on Monday, I will be going into the book of Job. It's going to be a different presentation from me, concentrating on word study and Strong's numbers and what it actually says, and reading a little bit in Hebrew, than what David James did. David did a magnificent presentation of Job and really delved into the deep meaning. And I just can't extol it any more than that. It was wonderful. But I'm going to take a different take on it, so you will have the benefit of both series, mine and David's. And it's in his archives. And if you really want to get an earful of truth and deep understanding of that book, I suggest you go to David James's website and listen to his dissertation on the book of Job. He went through it in just magnificent. And then we'll finish up. I only have a few short books. First and Second Chronicles were quite long. But I'll do Job, and then the Song of Songs, which will be quick. Lamentations, that'll be fairly quick. Ecclesiastes, that'll be quick. Esther. Eli and I did a bunch of shows on Esther. I will go through and do the Strong's numbers and read a lot of that. And then Ezra and Nehemiah, which is Nehemiah. And then 1st and 2nd Chronicles, and then I will go into the apocryphal books. And then following them, I will go into the New Testament, and then when I'm finished with the New Testament, word for word will be complete. And I will just do reruns, and I will devote my time to other things on EFR, because I'll have the whole Bible in archives. Well, it's getting close to the end of the hour here. I have truly enjoyed the study today on the word elect / chosen, because that's what the word elect means. And I hope you have enjoyed it with me. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll talk to you again on the Wake Up Call next Thursday on the 27th. Yahweh bless.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip